Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to a new episode. Today, we're going to talk about a really, really important topic and one of my top most asked questions, which is, how do you know that you're journeying or if you are journeying, and what exactly is journeying? So many of you come to me with an experience. You had a spiritual experience. Maybe you had an important message or an insight or an encounter with a specific being, but you find it hard to distinguish if it was journeying or if it was a dream or astral travel, or maybe it was your brain processing subconscious information or energy or noise. So how do we know and how do we get out of this gray area? I'm here to help you get out of that gray area. Why? Because when we stay stuck on that level, that lack of discernment insight, we are not fully empowered and we are limiting ourselves from having a more expansive, real spiritual experience. And also, a lot of people take advantage of this gray area. But journeying is not the same as visualizing or meditating. So what is journeying exactly then? Journeying happens in the theta states. And understanding a little bit more about the brain states helps us to deconstruct the technology that we have inside of our body and our consciousness that help us to move around in the spirit realm. Because we have an innate ability to journey, but also to astral travel, to have out-of-body experiences or bilocation experiences, or to dream, and what actually is dreaming, you name it. All of these things are natural, but they're not all the same. And understanding how they are different and how you function as a spiritual being is going to empower you. And you're going to be transcending that gray area and having real expansive spiritual experiences that you can bring back into 3D earth plane, into your consciousness and process and understand without becoming ungrounded or destabilized in the process. Because what I see with a lot of people is that when we start to rely on whether it's plant substances or other substances or more forced ways of manipulating our consciousness to detach from our body, we can have, yes, a spiritual experience that can be really mind-blowing, but it can also be ungrounding and destabilizing and unhealthy for us. So I teach a way of journeying that is real, that's effective, that's empowering, where I take you along for the entire process. And that is going to actually really, really serve us and enrich our 3D earthly lives, whether it's through the encounters that we have with spirits or angels, or whether it's through the information that we're able to gather. And this expansion is a part of life. It's what we're here to experience. So I want to help you understand more about what you may be experiencing. So the dream state is often almost like a point of vantage when we're talking about journeying, like literally traveling the spirit realms or the multiverse. Meditation and even visualizations can also be a point of vantage. But when we start to journey, we are actually accessing other realms. And I do not work with the middle, lower, and upper worlds or realms. Why? Because I'm only interested in upper realms. Plus, that is safe and also the most expansive. For me, journeying the way is about healing, it's about expansion, enriching our lives. And going to lower realms or worlds, which are very real, for me, defeats the purpose. So I teach a very specific way of starting to access these higher realms, and it includes detachment from the ego. And this is also an important thing that keeps people stuck in that gray area, because when we really start to detach from the ego in order to journey, it also lays bare our deepest unhealed trauma and karma. And this is an inherent stage of activating and journeying. Why? Because healing that karma, that trauma, is what makes us lighter and more detached from the ego. Trauma really attaches us to the 3D. When we're stuck in a karmic pattern or cycle, it's going to be really hard to detach from who and what we think we are on Earth and to start to access a different space. We are able to journey because everything on a quantum level is energy. And in essence, we are whole. We are everything. So we can also, in our experience here in our body, merge with anything in the spirit realm, anywhere, on any timeline. But in order to do that, we need to detach from who and what we think we are. And this is something that we can practice doing in our consciousness so that you do not have to force leaving your body or have to force opening up your crown chakra, which is your portal, and become destabilized in the process or get entity attachment from spirits. This detachment is something that we can practice in our consciousness, and that's really a beautiful side effect of starting to journey. All of these types of experiences that we have spiritually, they're all a part of our karma in the sense that they happen for us. They are meaningful in every way. Even if you were just processing your subconscious noise, that is meaningful and that is important. But journeying is how we are the most empowered in navigating the spirit realm, and we can actually become in control and choose what type of experience we want to have, where we go, where we do not want to go, what types of beings and consciousness we do not want to connect with. Discernment, safety, and boundaries are all built into the methodology in order to not just keep you safe, but to give you a framework and a structure that you can really build on, like a real journeying foundation that's going to help you expand without going off into the wrong place or path or forgetting what you're doing or not becoming in control anymore. Because what you see a lot with people who, for example, start out in mediumship or channeling is that, yes, they can have meaningful, profound experiences, but at some point it can start to go into a different direction where they actually become controlled with whatever spirit realm or consciousness they are interacting with. I really want to motivate you to step out of that gray area. Let it go, because only when we actually start to surrender to consistent practices and we test ourselves in how we are connecting and to what, that's where we get real vulnerable, true insight in how we are functioning spiritually and where we can become stronger. But a lot of people avoid this because, let's face it, a lot of us don't want to know that maybe we were projecting a lot of the time, that maybe we were reaching and visualizing more than we were having a real objective journey experience. But that's okay, because even if you have been, you can still learn how to have actual real journeys and start to distinguish noise or projecting from having true objective experience and purify your senses so that you can sense more real actual consciousness in higher realms rather than your own 3D thoughts and energies and karma that we are holding ourselves. So it's an extremely meaningful journey in the sense that every time that we journey, we are going into our own subconscious and seeing what is there and purifying what is there. So healing is a natural part of this activation process. And when we stay in that gray area of visualizing and meditating and calling it journeying, we're really missing out on what journeying can actually be. And when we start to journey according to the way, that's where you will have more spontaneous experiences, like tapping into yourself on other timelines or past lives or even future outcomes, or actually finding yourselves in a whole different spirit realm. You organically moving around through the spirit realm or having experiences like I had, like being literally taken up by angels into a higher realm to meet Yeshua, for example, or to learn spiritual battle. Amazing things start to happen organically when we go on that purification process. And when you stay in that gray area, what I call the gray area of meditating and visualizing, you're not really detaching from your worldly self, and you're not really releasing karma, and you stay under basically a glass ceiling of what I would call, not disrespectfully, but in this sense, more of a pseudo journeying. I want for all of you to have your own unique, mind-blowing spiritual experiences where you're never going to be doubting yourself, that are going to be completely logic-defying, surprising, unexpected, amazing. And this is where we actually become more grounded in our own life, because we see how surprising and miraculous and magical life actually is when we give up that control. Because that gray area, I really see as a form of attachment to 3D and staying in control and limiting ourselves. And really ask yourself if maybe you are afraid of your own power or what might happen. And in a sense, it is good to have a healthy skepticism or even fear of the spirit realm, because you will find any being in there. We can see this as the excluded middle, where we know all about, or we think we know all about worldly existence, and we have a perception of what heaven is or what higher spiritual dimensions are. But all of the interesting stuff happens in between the two, happens when we start to navigate and move around in between the two. And when you do this in a way that is forced or manipulated or relying on other substances, we can be at risk. And I think something to be very aware of, because when you are relying on other substances or really into push yourself or manipulate yourself to have an out-of-body experience, for example, you are not in control of the amount of expansion that you're going to experience, and you're not fully in control of where you're going and how and for how long. But journeying of the way teach you how to be fully in control. And within that framework, that masculine framework of teaching and consistent practice and discernment, you are going to be receiving and surrendering to a magical experience that your higher self is going to be directing, and that's going to be karmically significant for you and completely unique to you as well. And that's really where the adventure starts. So I feel that there is a lot of shame that we hold around our spirituality. First of all, about it being maybe not real or naive or crazy. And within that, the lack of discernment and knowledge that I see really keeps us in shame because of all of the misconceptions that we have about how all of this works and about what we're actually doing. But those don't really come from us. They are taught to us by New Age. They are forced down our throat through the media. But when we start to detach a little bit and just go on this adventure, willing to be a complete fool and just connecting from our child self in a way that's free and curious and excited, and of course with the right practices and teachings, you're going to be learning a way of spiritual expansion and really playing with and exploring your own abilities in a way that's authentic to you and very real. And you get to build your complete own unique frame of reference for what all of this is. And I want that for everyone. That is where true, enlightening, beautiful experiences start to happen. So my encouragement will really be, forget what you've been taught. All of this is completely natural and innate to us. This is why we can't even help but have these crazy spiritual experiences, even if it's just once in life. but there is a whole multiverse out there for us to explore. And we set out to have real, true, expansive spiritual experience, it will happen. And I'm here to give you all of the right tools and practices to empower you and to keep you safe and sound so that you can have enlightening experiences and take them back into your worldly self and life and process them and let them really enrich you without destabilizing you. I hope that that was helpful, and any questions that you have whatsoever, feel free to let me know. You can email me at hello@thewayshamanism.com and head over to my website. Go to the Shamanic Academy and look at the Way Circle and everything that we do and practice in there. That will be the excellent starting point for you. And if you learn anything useful, if you enjoy these episodes, I would greatly appreciate it if you would leave a 5-star rating, follow, and leave a review on iTunes, which is super quick and easy and helps other people to discover the podcast as well. Love you all, and I will see you in the next episode.